Newlyweds, new home, new family. John and Emma were a newlywed couple, and they had received the greatest news. Emma was pregnant, and they were going to have a baby. Having a baby would change their lives in a lot of good ways, but they also had a problem. They lived in a tiny one-bedroom apartment, and they didn't have enough room for a baby.
"I don't know what to do," John said.
"Well, we could get a bigger apartment," Emma said. "That would be easy."
"But do we want to live in an apartment forever?" John asked Emma. He sounded exhausted and stressed. He loved Emma, but he was scared to have a baby. He didn't know anything about babies.
"We could look for a house," Emma suggested. "I know we weren't planning on looking for a few years, but think about it. The baby would have a yard to play in when he or she grows up. We would have more room, and you could even have a garage."
"Maybe you're right," John said. He seemed less excited, and Emma knew why. John was always worried about money, and buying a house would put Emma and John in a lot of debt. She knew once they started looking, he would be more excited, but for now, she would have to convince him to start looking.
So after Emma and John had this discussion, they began to look for a house. Their baby was due in 8 months, and they would want to find, buy, and possibly renovate a house before the baby arrived.
"John, come here!" Emma yelled from their kitchen.
Quickly, John ran into the kitchen from their bedroom.
"Are you okay?"
John asked. He was confused about why Emma was yelling.
"I'm fine. Look at this house I found. It is in our budget and so pretty," she responded.
"It's almost 2,000 square feet and only $200,000. It would be perfect for our new family."
Emma looked at John as she said this. He could see the excitement in her eyes.
"I actually really like that," John said.
He was being honest with Emma. Usually he was not very happy about spending a lot of money, but the house she was showing him looked like a great first home. The outside of the house was covered in a dark blue color, something that reminded him of the ocean, and it had a white front door and a white garage door. There was a front porch with a swing hanging on chains from the roof. It looked like it needed some work, but he didn't mind doing a little work on the house.
"Let me show you what the inside looks like," Emma said to John.
She showed him the inside. Most of the rooms were painted a light tan color, and they had light brown carpet. The living room was large and similar to the bedrooms. What John loved was the kitchen. It had dark brown cabinets, a stainless steel stove and refrigerator, as well as a dishwasher, two sinks, an island, and a microwave. Because John was concerned about finances, he was happy to see the house included these items, because if they had to buy them for the house, it would be a very large expense. The house also had a basement, but it was unfinished. It also had a large backyard with two oak trees and a deck that they could spend time on.
"What do you think, John?" Emma asked.
"I think you should call and schedule a viewing," John said as he began to smile at Emma.
They shared a quick kiss and went back to what they were doing before Emma had found the house. Later that afternoon, Emma scheduled a viewing of the house. The next day, John and Emma got into their car to drive to the house. It was a 20-minute drive from where they currently lived. When they pulled up to the house, they saw the realtor placing a sold sign in front. Emma got out almost as soon as John put the car in park.
"Hey, I thought this house was for sale," Emma yelled to the realtor as she ran towards her.
"Hi, you must be Emma," the realtor said.
"Is that your husband, John?"
The realtor asked Emma this as she was shaking her head. As Emma nodded her head as if to say yes, the realtor shook John's hand as well.
"Unfortunately, this house sold quickly. We got an offer this morning and finalized things not long before you got here, so I wasn't able to give you a call to let you know," the realtor said.
She sounded sad as she broke the news to John and Emma.
I guess we should just head home then, Emma said to John. He could see the sadness in her eyes.
Wait, I have something else I think you both will like, the realtor said to the couple, as she handed a piece of paper to Emma. On it was a beautiful two-story house. It was bright yellow and had a big white door. The listing price was $250,000.
This is a lot more than we wanted to spend, John began to say to Emma.
But we were willing to spend money to renovate an older home if we had to, she said back to him.
You're right, John said. One of the reasons why he loved Emma so much was because, in situations like this, she was always calm and rational. She always made him feel like they could do anything.
Would you both like to go look at the house now? I think you will love this home. And who knows, maybe you can talk down the price, the realtor suggested.
She was tapping her black high heels on the ground and looked like she was in a hurry.
Yes, we would love to go look at it now, John said. His wife smiled in response to his enthusiasm.
Wonderful. Meet me at the address on that flyer, and I will be able to give you a tour.
Emma was already walking towards the car as the realtor said this. She was hopeful that she and John would find a house to call home. She wanted her baby to have a wonderful life once it was born, and having a house instead of a small apartment would help make that happen. Both Emma and John were quiet on their drive to the second house. They both didn't say a word. Emma and John were nervous that something would go wrong with this house, like the first, and they didn't want to be sad if it didn't work out. They just sat in their car, music playing on the radio in the background, and drove 10 more minutes to the next house. When they arrived, the outside of the house looked exactly like the flyer, and Emma said, "Oh!" in excitement. The house was much bigger than the last one, and it looked a lot newer. There was a stone path leading up to the front door. They got out of the car, walked up the path, and waited for the realtor to meet them at the front door. Only a couple minutes later, the realtor arrived. She greeted them when she reached the door, then pulled out a key ring and let John and Emma enter the house. "This is the entryway," the realtor said. As John and Emma were looking at it, they noticed there were coat hooks and also cubbies for their shoes. It was a small entryway, but it was big enough for them, as they did not have a big family.
"And if we turn to the left, we walk into the living room," the realtor was saying while leading John and Emma to the next room. The living room was also as it looked in the flyer. It wasn't special, but they could decorate it and make it beautiful if they moved into this house. The realtor continued to lead John and Emma through the house. They looked at each room, examining them for any flaws. By the end of the tour, both Emma and John loved the house.
"Can we have a few minutes to talk about this privately?" John asked the realtor.
"This is fine. I will wait for you outside. You don't have to have a decision right now, but you need to know that houses sell fast. I want you to get one you love, because this is a big commitment," the realtor said, and then left to wait for John and Emma outside.
"So? What did you think?" Emma asked John.
"I really love it. It seems like a good investment, and if our family grows any bigger, we will have enough room. It doesn't need a lot of work, and the neighborhood is great. I feel like we will have great neighbors and a great place to raise a family," John said.
"I completely agree. I don't know if there's anything else to say, other than that I would like to make an offer on the house if you would," Emma said.
"Let's do that," John said, adding, "Tomorrow we need to go to the bank and apply for a loan. They can let us know how much we are pre-approved for, and that will ensure we are able to afford to purchase the home."
"I can't believe we might be buying our first home. When we were getting married, I imagined all of these things, but now that they are actually coming true, it is incredible. I can't wait to have our baby and a home," Emma said. She gave John a hug, and they walked outside to meet their realtor.
"Well, did you two make any decisions?" asked Jennifer the realtor.
"We would like to make an offer on the home. Because this home is $50,000 over our budget,
Do you think it would be possible for us to offer $235,000 instead? John asked Jennifer this. Emma always let him handle money issues, not because she couldn't, but because he was good at lowering prices in situations such as this one. I'm not sure if the couple will accept the offer, but I will call them tonight and see if they will accept. I am so happy you love the home, and I am sorry about what happened earlier. Is there anything I can help you two with today? I think that will be fine, John replied. We will look forward to you giving us a call tomorrow. John and Emma walked back to their car, holding hands. Each of them was thinking about how wonderful it would be to raise their family in that home. While they were driving back to their apartment, they each barely said a word, but they were both excited and ready to hear if the family would accept their offer on the home. They were nervous the money they had offered would not be enough. When they arrived home that evening, it was around 8 o'clock. They stayed up until midnight, waiting to see if there was any news on their house offer. The next day, they again waited and went to the bank to apply for a home loan. For many people, this is a difficult process. Because John and Emma stuck to a tight budget and had good credit scores, they were approved for a $250,000 loan, the full cost of the home they wanted. By the time they left the bank, it was nearly noon. They still had not heard from the realtor. "Do you think we should give her a call?" Emma asked John. He could tell she was worried. "No, I think we just need to wait. I feel like this is a big decision for the homeowners to make." "I know it would be a big decision for me to make," he said to her. "Fine," Emma said. So they waited. It was finally 9 o'clock that night when they received a call from Jennifer. "They have accepted your offer," Jennifer said, before Emma was able to say more than hello. She was excited. "They did?" Emma replied, and then yelled, "John, come here!"
"What is it? What do you need? Is it Jennifer?"
He was out of breath and excited to hear the news.
"They accepted our offer. We have a home," Emma said, and she pulled John into a hug.
The realtor again began talking. "Now tomorrow, can you meet with me at 4 o'clock to sign the paperwork?"
"That would be wonderful. We will see you tomorrow," Emma said, and then ended the call on her cell phone.
The next day, John and Emma signed the contract and took care of all of the paperwork. They expected it to be fun and exciting, but it was a lot of work. It took nearly 4 hours for them to review and sign everything. At the end of the day, however, they were full of energy. They had a new home. Now, they would have to move all of their belongings from the tiny apartment into the big house. Moving into the home was a lot like signing the paperwork, exhausting and a lot of work. But at the end of the day, they were again excited because they were experiencing something new and living in the home where they would raise their first child. However, they also found a problem. Because they had lived in such a small apartment and now lived in a big house, they didn't have enough furniture to fill the home. It looked empty. Luckily for John and Emma, they had an extra $15,000 left over from the home loan they were given. Before the baby was born, they would have time to purchase the things they wanted and needed, as well as design a nursery for their baby.
"I can't wait to start our family together," Emma said to John when they sat down after a long day of shopping and decorating.
"I can't wait either. This is the best decision we could have made," he said back to her.
John was right. About 8 months later, they had their baby and lived in the home for many years. They had their troubles and their good times, and in the end, they always had a wonderful place to call home.